want to listen to music and use your own headphones, you can't right have a set.
What we have here is our annual showcase. So this is essentially all of the games that have been made for us in the past year.
Our game is called Squidget Snatcher, where you basically are this little dude with a net in the land of the Squidgets, which are little creatures which were inspired by the minions from Despicable Me.
All right, so our game is called Crisis at Swiss Station. And generally speaking, our avatar, Cosmo, is stuck on the space station after it's been abandoned because a meteor strike hit it.
There are a lot of people who like playing games, but it's a very competitive industry. And, you know, being able to have sort of the discipline to make games is very, very difficult. One of these things that students in my class sort of realize very quickly is this is not an easy class.
The game is called Memori, and it's essentially a 2D puzzle platformer where the main mechanic involves changing and saving the camera frame of the game.
Squidget Snatcher, which is out here at the front, is a very simple looking game, but it's actually very interesting. In that game, you can catch these creatures with a net, and from the net you can throw them, and when they land, they can turn into trampolines or blocks that you step on. So what happens is that you get sort of like, it's a platformer in the sense that you move about and you hop on the platforms, but it also is a trajectory game like Angry Birds, because a lot of the challenge is, where do I throw these squidgets and where they land in order, you know, to put them in places so that I can bounce on the trampoline in the right place.
It's a puzzle platformer, so the player is constantly encouraged to keep trying to find the optimal solution. So, as I've mentioned, this is a 2D platformer. It involves running left and right and jumping, so I have to jump to get over these boundaries. There are things to impede your progress, like spikes. They sort of send you back. There's no concept of lives in Memori because it's a puzzle game. They're mainly just focused on helping you sort of find different ways around the level.
Yeah, so Angry Bunny was developed for Android. We didn't know about Angry Birds when we were making Angry Bunny. You're playing as a bunny whose planet's sun has gone out, and it's fueled by battery power. So he flies off into space in search for batteries to power his sun. In the meantime, the evil Raccoon Empire has monopolized the trade of batteries, and you have to destroy the raccoons to save the batteries and get them to power your sun.
Generally, what our students are sort of more interested in sort of pushing the bounds of mechanics. How does the game play? What are sort of, you know, new things that I can make this different from every game that you've seen so far? So in order to get an A, they have to have something very unique and very original about them. And I stress that. So the course is, you know, it's about a third design. We're trying to sort of get these sort of unique things, about a third sort of software engineering and a third very hardcore computer science, things like graphics, physics, AI, and the like. So it's really bringing a lot of these things together in order to create the types of projects that we have here.
Using the freeze mechanic and the frame save mechanic, we can exploit a lot of very, very interesting puzzles, which we do throughout the course of the 17 levels of the game.
So we have quite a few students that go on to the jobs in the industry. It sort of fluctuates who hires depending upon what the market is like. So Farmville, right? 1% of the Earth's population plays Farmville. 60 million active users a month. And we have a lot of people at Zynga who work on games like Farmville and the like. They hired about 10 of our students last year, and I don't actually have the number of how many that they've hired this year, but they've hired quite a few from us again.